Welcome back, everybody, to Yom Yitzhak Rebbe's Daf Tzadi Da'alanim and Beis 94b, and we're in the very bottom of Daf Tzadi Da'alanim and Alf. The Mishnah told us is Hames B'mita Chayiv, that if someone carries out a corpse on a bed, then you are going to be Chayiv. This was as opposed to a live person on a bed, because the live person has a concept of Chayino Seis Atzmo, that they kind of carry themselves, and the bed is going to be Tafel. It's secondary to the body, so that you'd be Pater, but over here, you are going to be Chayiv for carrying out the corpse, because there is no concept of Chayino Seis Atzmo. And this then led us into the discussion about Malach Hashin and Trich Legufa, where Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be Pater, Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be Chayiv. This seems to be going like Rabbi Yehuda says that you're going to be Chayiv. V'chein Kazayis min Ames, the Mishnah then told us V'chul, that if you take out a Kazayis from the mace, or if you take out a kezias of nevela, or part of a dead sheretz, and you're going to be chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon said pater on all these things. Again, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says melach hashin and tzrich legufa is going to be pater. So now comes the Gemara and says Amar Rav Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Poter hayir Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon would exempt someone af the motius hames lekovro. Even if someone is taking out a dead body to go and get buried, still Rabbi Shimon would say that you're going to be pater. Even this act clearly seems to be for the needs of the dead body. It's still considered a melach hashin and tzrich legufa. Now we would have to tie in again the big machlokas. Rashi and Tosos. The Tosos is actually found on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Da'alanim and Aleph over here, but this now ties back in. What exactly is Melach Hashin Tzrich Legufa? Rashi saying it's something that you wouldn't want to have happened. Tosos saying something that wasn't used for in the Mishkan. So says the Gemara, even if you're taking out the dead body to bury it, Rabbi Shimon would say that you're going to be Pater. Amar Rava. Rava says, Moda Rabbi Shimon b'mar lach porbo. Rabbi Shimon would admit, though, that in a situation where someone carries out some sort of shovel to dig with, they say for total likros bo, or if someone takes out a Torah to go and read from it, dechayv that you would be chayv because these are melacha hatzricha legufa. Ask the Gemara Pshita, this is obvious. Dihan nami melacha shin tzricha legufa, because if these are also considered melacha shin tzricha legufa, then what could ever possibly be defined as a malacha tzrich legufa according to Rabbi Shimon? Because these are first certainly being used for their intended purposes. So what would ever be a situation of malacha tzrich legufa according to Rabbi Shimon? So it says the Gemara, Mahu did him, and you would have thought adika legufa ulegufa, that it needs to be done for its sake and for his sake, meaning it must benefit the person and the object. Higon margasos tas. So it would be that you take out this shovel to go and make a plate for it and to dig with it. So you're fixing the shovel and you're digging with it. And Sefer Torah Lagia, the Likros Bo, and the Torah, it must be to correct any mistakes in it and to read from it. So you might have thought only there would Rabbi Shimon say that's considered Malach HaTzrich Legufa, benefits both the person and the object. Kamash Malan, that Rava tells us otherwise that you'd be Chayav anyway. Now comes the Gemara with a similar type of case. Ha'ushachva Dehava Bedroka. There was a certain corpse that was lying in Erish Sayachat somewhere in Droka, and there was a big Bizayon Hames happening. Shar Rav Nachman Bar Yitz. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, you're allowed to take this to a Carmelis. Amar Leir B'Yochanan, Achua Demar Barei Dirabna L'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kiman. So who are you holding like that you allow this? Ki Rabbi Shimon. So he said, I'm holding like Rabbi Shimon who said, Malach HaShin Shech L'Gufa is going to be Pater. So this is the Gemara though. Emar De Pater Rabbi Shimon Mechiv Chatas. Yisur Dirabana Miyayika. When the Gemara said that you're going to be pater, so that was only Midel Raisa from a carbon, but you're still going to be over Nisr Derabanan. When we say Melach HaShin Tzrich Legufa is pater, that's pater aval aser. So it means it's still going to be Nisr Midderabanan. So how can you allow the people to move this dead body into a carmelis? How could this possibly be? So Amar Leir, Rav Nachman responds, and he says, Ha'elokim, De'ailas Be'at. Are you kidding me? I'm going to make it so clear to you that Rabbi Shimon would allow this in this situation that you personally would go and carry out this mace yourself. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be allowed. Did I tell you you're taking it from a Rosh Hayakha to a Rosh Saram, which would be Nisr D'oraisa? No, I said L'Karmos Kamina. I said you're going to move it to a Karmos, which we know is only at worst an Nisr Midrabanan. And Gadol Kavod Abrios Shadocha Aslosa Sebatora. And we have an issue of Kavod Abrios over here. We have a dead body that's being disrespected, a big Bizayon Mace. So of course we are going to allow it over here. Now the Gemara goes to the last part of the Mishnah, which we were talking about moving a kezias of the mace, and the Gemara gets into a related type of discussion. Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Negayim tells us, Atolei Simanei Tumah, that if someone plucks off the signs of Tumah from a tzaras, let's say you have tzaras in your body and you start to pluck off those afflictions. Vehichva Hamichyo, or if you burn off the flesh of the nega, over belosase, you are violating a losase in the Torah. The Torah tells us that we have to guard our tzaras, which means that you're not allowed to interfere with it, you're not allowed to mess it up. Itmar, it was stated, let's say we have a situation where there were only two white hairs in one of these negataras in this area of the skin that was afflicted. So achas mishtaim, if someone plucked off one of the two, the halacha is that when you have two, that's when it's going to be a simen tuma. But if you only have one, then it's not going to be a simen tuma. So if you took out one out of the two hairs, out of the white hairs, chayv, you're going to be chayv because now you now removed the simanei tuma. But achas mishalosh, let's say there were three of them and you took out one of the three. So there are still two there. So it's still going to be enough for simen tuma. So you didn't really accomplish anything big. So Rav Nachman amar chayv, Rav Nachman says still you're going to be chayv, and Rav Sheshes amar pater. Rav Sheshes says you're going to be pater. So why? Rav Nachman amar chayv, Rav Nachman says chayv because Tahani Masav, because you did some sort of action that is consequential. Why? Because De'imishtakel chada achrisi, because now if another hair falls off somehow, then azal latuma. Then you now made it that instead of it going from 3 to 2, it's now going from 2 to 1, so that's why you're going to be chai. Rav Sheshi Zamar Patra, Rav Sheshi says Patra, because hashtamia ha iso latuma, because right now you went from 3 to 2, there's still tuma with 2, so you didn't really accomplish anything, so that's why you're going to be Patra. So now the Gemara comes to prove this sheet of Rav Sheshi. So Rav Sheshi says, Mina Amin Allah, how do we know this? And this is going to be why we brought this case over here. Because Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah. And similarly, if someone carries from Rishus to Rishus a Kezias of the Mace, Ukezias Mina Nevela, or a Kezias of a Nevela, Chayiv, you are going to be Chayiv. Ha Chatzi Zayas Pater. This now implies that if someone only took half a Kezias, then you are going to be Pater. Of Ha Tanya Chatzi Zayas Chayiv. But there's the following Brisa, which teaches us that if you take half a Kezias, you're going to be Chayiv. So we seem to have a Stira. Let's say you take out half a Kezias Mina Mace or half a Kezias of a Nevela from Rishus to Rishus, are you going to be chayev for that amount? Is it considered a significant amount or not? So now comes the Gemara and says, Rav Sheshi, my love, ha detani de chayev, de apik chatzi zayis mi kezayis. So ha detnan pater, de apik chatzi zayis mi kezayis umechza. So would the case not be, and this is why Rav Sheshi is trying to prove his point, when we said chayev, so when we said that you're going to be chayev, that's when you took a chatzi zayis from a kezayis, because a kezayis is the amount that is needed to have tuma. So when you take a chatzi zayis from the kezayis, you're now left with only a half a kezayis, which now is no longer capable of transmitting tuma, and therefore what you carried was significant, so that's why you're going to be chayav. But that which we said, and the Mishnah said pater, that would be a case when you took a half a kezayis from a corpse or a nevela that was 1.5 kezayisim. So therefore, even after taking out the half kezayis, you're still left with a full kezayis, so therefore your carrying was insignificant, and that's why you're going to be pater. So we see again over here, the reason why it's brought for our case is because if you don't cause any immediate change, if you take out the third hair, then you're still going to be pater because that's not deemed significant. It comes to Gemara and says for Rav Nachman, how would Rav Nachman answer this? So idiv idi chayv. You'd say in both cases, the person who took a half a kezayis from a full kezayis, or if you took half a kezayis from 1.5 kezayisim, you're still going to be chayv. V'hadit nam pater. And then why are you going to be pater? Da'apik chatzi zayis mi meis gadol. Because the reason over there it's going to be different. Why you'd be pater is because you took half a kezayis from a large corp where there's no risk of the tumah ever leaving. Meaning you could take a lot of half kezayisim before there would ever be an issue of us not having enough, and therefore it's going to be different, so that's not really going to be a proof. Okay, now we go on to the next mission. The mission tells us about different toldos and avos. So if someone removes his fingernails one with the other, meaning he uses the edge of his fingernail to go and cut the other, so from one hand to the other, obishinavor, if you use your teeth, you bite them, and similarly if you move hair in such a way that you're plucking hair off your head with your hand, meaning you're just pulling off your hair, or if you're taking off the hair of your mustache, or the beard, and a woman who braids her hair, or paints her eyes, wears makeup, or she fixes her hair, Rabbi Lezer says you're going to be chayiv midor, right? So chayiv chatas, v'chacham moshe mishum shua. So the chachamim say these are only going to be isurei derabanan. We're going to discuss in the Gemara why all of these things would be usher. So Amar Rabbi Lezer says we're going to start with the fingernails. Machlokas biyad. The whole machlokas is if you are removing the fingernails with your hand. Aval b'kli chayiv. But if you use a kli, if you use some sort of scissors, then everyone agrees. Even the rabbanan who said that it's only going to be isurei derabanan at worst would agree that you are going to be chayiv. Pshita zubazu tanan. Asked the Gemara though, this is obvious, because the Mishnah said Hanotel Tziparnav Zubazu, that you're taking off one hand with the other. So of course we're not talking about a kli. So answers the Gemara, no. Ma'u detem Rabbanan b'klinami patra. You might have thought that when the Rabbanan said patra, that would even be including a situation of using the scissors. V'adiktani Zubazu odiyach hakochol de Rabbi Lezer. And that which we said, that you're using one hand to take off the nail of the other one. So that was just to show how stringent Rabbi Eliezer is, that he says you're going to be chayv. That he says you're going to be even chayv midoraisa, even in that type of case, kamash malan, that Rabbi Lezer is teaching us that no, the machlokas is only when we're talking about hand to hand, but if we're talking about a kli, then everyone agrees you're going to be chayv. Amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says machlokas la'atzmo, that the machlokas is only when a person removed his own fingernails. In this situation, that's where the machlokas that Rabbi Elazar says chayv, and the chachamim say only aser mi derabanan. So avala chaver devarakol pater. But if you did it for your friend, then everyone agrees you're going to be pater. Ask the Gemara though, pshita tzipar naftanam. This is obvious because the Mishnah says his fingernails. That's clearly referring to him himself. So no, ma'ud tamer Rabbi Elazar. You might have thought that Rabbi Elazar is so stringent that he said you'd even be chayv for moving the fingernails of your friend. And that which would said his own fingernails, that was to teach just how strong the Rabbanan are in terms of saying pater aval aser, that's only aser midrabanan, that even if you remove your own fingernails, you're only going to be chayv midrabanan kamash malan. That's why we needed to teach it in the way that we did. Now there's an important tosis over here. It says aval b'kli devarakol chayv. Tosa says, so this seems to be, according to Tosa, only going within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which most do not paskin like. The Rambam holds Melech Shenishikhaluguva is going to be chayiv, but most hold that it's only going to be pater, and therefore maybe this would be a whole different discussion. We could talk about this another time. Good. Now the Mishnah went on to say the Chayin Sar v'chomer that if someone pulls out their hair, it's also going to be a problem. So Tanaha notel melo pi hazug chayiv. It was taught that if someone uses scissors to remove a tip full of hair on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv. So kama melo pi hazug. So how much hair is this referring to? Amar Rav Yehuda shtayim. This is referring to two hairs. Ava hatanya ulakarcha shtayim. But it was taught later on in that brisa. First, it gives this first year of kimlo piyazug, and then it says that when it comes to tearing out hair, shtayim. So we see that these are two separate shirim. Otherwise, we would have just said that it's the same thing. So answers the Gemara, ema v'chein lekarcha shtayim. So no, we just changed the wording to mean, and similarly, when it comes to making a bald spot, which is usher, that's also going to be two hairs. So we see that it's all about two hairs. Tani Namiyachi is also taught in the brisa, hanota melo piyazug b'shavis chayv. So if someone removes this melo piyazug on Shabbos, you're going to be chayv. Kama melo piyazug, how much is this shtayim? This is two hairs, say the chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer omer achas. Rabbi Eliezer says it's only going to be for taking out one hair. Modim chachamim le Rabbi Eliezer, and the chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer, even though they normally say you need two hairs, but over here they would agree with Rabbi Eliezer, b'malakit levanos mitoch shchoros, that when it comes to pulling out on Shabbos white hairs from dark hairs, sha'afilu achas chayv, that even if you just take one of them, you're going to be chayv. V'davar zeh af b'chol aser, that here even during the weekday, this is going to be a problem. Mishum shenemar lo yobash gever simlas isha, because we have a concept of a man is not supposed to wear a woman's garments. They're not supposed to dress like women. They're not supposed to do things that women do. So to pluck out the white hairs from the dark hairs is stuff that women do, and men should not be doing this. Now, there are a lot of tshuvas on this. How exactly does this work? Let's say there are many white hairs. Let's say it's not the only one. Let's say there's a unique type of situation. So there's a lot to discuss over here. But this seems to be a realistic. The Rambam says Deoraisa. The Ravid says it's only Midin Rabbanan. But still, this idea of not plucking out the hair, doing womanly things, Purim might be different, the Rama adds. So a lot to discuss over here. Now the Gemara goes back to the Isra of cutting one's nails. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Tziporin Sheperish Ruba. So if a fingernail has become mostly detached, Vitzichin Sheperish Ruban, or if you have cuticles, the part of the skin that's become mostly detached, Bayad Mutter, if you do it with your hand, if you take off the rest with your hand, it's going to be Mutter, but Kli Chayiv Chatas. But if you took it out with a Kli, with a scissors, then you're going to be Chayiv Chatas. Ask Gemara, Mi Gamidi to be Kli Chayiv Chatas, or Bayad Mutter L'Chatkliwa. We know, remember, we have three levels when it comes to Shabbos. We have Chayiv Chatas, Del Raisa, then we have Pater Avalas, or Derabanan, and then we have Mutter, which is fully Mutter. So is it really possible that the same action, just one used with a kli, one used with your hand, is going to go from the oraisa to mutter? Normally it goes from one stage to the other. So how could this be? Hachi kama, rather, this is really what the Raisa is trying to say. Perishu ruban, if you take out most of the fingernail, bayad mutter with kli pater avalasar. If you do it with your hand, then it's going to be fully mutter. With a scissors, it's only going to be an isser midrabanan. Low perishu ruban, but if it has not become most of the way detached, bayad pater avalasar, then with your hand, it's going to be asser midrabanan, with kli chayiv chatas, and you're going to be chayiv chatas when it comes to a kli. Amar Rav Yehuda halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar with this idea that if the fingernails become mostly detached, then bayad it would be okay. Continues the Gemara. It says Amar Rava Brachan Amar Yochanan v'hu shepirshu klape mala. And this permission that we allowed you to pull it off is if the cuticles, the skin part, has become detached towards the top of the finger, meaning they disconnected, started by the fingertip, and it's peeling back towards the base of the nail, mitzaros or so, and it's really bothering them, and that's why it would be okay to go ahead and peel this off, but just in general, we wouldn't be allowed to, but because the tzar, that's why we're going to allow it. This is Daf Tzadi Daud Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.